Patriots linebacker Jerod Mayo, part of a Patriots Friday. Jerod Mayo, Mike Monansky, and Larry Ridley. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How about you?
What's going on, Jerod?
How you doing?
Happy holidays. Getting set for a big one in Buffalo on Sunday at 1 o'clock. And, you know, your team this year, Jerod, up and down defensively. You know, what did you see against Matt Flynn and the Green Bay Packers? Was it a case of not seeing a lot of tape on Flynn? Did he catch the defense by surprise? He plays pretty well his first game out there.
No, I wouldn't say that. I think we're pretty, you know, well prepared. We just didn't go out and execute the way we've been doing the last couple of weeks. We had some costly penalties that kept drives alive, and then we just, you know, missed a lot of tackles out there. So I think we were prepared. We just didn't show up and play like we have been.
Hey, Jerod, when you look at that game, a lot of people point to the running attempts. Now, they didn't have a whole lot of yards. I think 135, maybe 140 yards. So not something that was out of the box. But the running attempts were in the high 30s. Were you surprised by that? And how effective were they running the ball, Green Bay?
Yeah, you know, we were pretty surprised by that. You know, when you watch them on film when Aaron Rodgers was in, they were throwing the ball about 80% of the time, you know. And they came out this week, I guess they were, you know, trying to protect the quarterback a little bit, but what they were doing was getting us in our sub package and running the ball in that. And it was a little surprising, but at the same time, you know, we have to make those adjustments during the game and adjust it and make those plays.
Jerod, you were an awfully good rookie. In fact, rookie of the year for this Patriots team a couple of years ago. So maybe you have a better insight than we do about being a rookie in the National Football League. Certainly have a better insight. And Devin McCourty, your defensive teammate, as a rookie, late first-round pick out of Rutgers, has become, in some people's mind, an all-pro cornerback in his first year in the National Football League. Can you talk about that transition? Are there characteristics you saw in Devin during the offseason that may have given you clues that he would pick up the NFL game maybe more quickly than other rookies do?
You know, it is a tough transition, especially playing here under Coach Belichick and this defensive scheme. But, you know, when Devin first got here, you know, you would see him come in early, you would see him leave late, and just that work ethic alone, you know, let me know that he's going to be a good player, and he's been playing some top-flight football for us. So it's not surprising at all how well he's been playing.
All right, Jerod, you guys are heading out, shuffling out to Buffalo right by the lake. You know, talk about how on guard you guys are. Now, there's a lot to play for. Is it that simple for you guys that there's a lot to play for, home field advantage, all of that staring you right in the face that will keep you focused and understand going into this game that we cannot have another Cleveland performance?
You know, we're looking at this, you know, as a championship game. That's what it is. You know, we win this game, we clinch the East. And Buffalo's been playing great football. If you watch, you know, the last six games, you know, they won four of the last six games and really should have won five, especially against Pittsburgh. You know, they're playing good football right now. And, you know, this is not a team that's just going to lay down and let us win the game. So we're going in with the mindset, hey, this is a championship game. You know, all hands on deck. Whoever's healthy, go out and play hard, and hopefully we'll get the victory.
You mentioned championship game. We're talking to Jerod Mayo, Patriots Friday Sports Radio. Are the guys aware? Is the coaching staff, Jerod, made you aware of, boy, you win this game, you win the division, you lock up the top seed in the AFC, you're going to get home field throughout. There's a lot that ties into a win this weekend. Has that been, you know, a part of the conversation for you and your teammates this week?
Oh, definitely. You know, I think Coach Belichick and his staff have done an excellent job just making sure the sense of urgency is there. You know, we have a young defense especially, and, you know, the college season has been over for weeks now. So these guys are kind of, you know, on the grind, you know, as you say. And, you know, we just letting them know, hey, this is a huge game for us. We win this game, we'll get a little break later on and get people healthy and hopefully try to make a run late in the season.
All right, give me a hit on the Buffalo running back. And I know Spiller, you know, started the year, but, boy, Fred Jackson, you watch him on ESPN, the Highlights NFL Network. He appears to be an awfully tough guy to tackle, Jerod, and he stepped up and played a major factor catching the ball out of the backfield and been a runner for that Bills team. Talk about the challenge of a physical running back like Fred Jackson.
Yeah, Fred Jackson, he's one of those guys that can do it all. You know, last year especially, he was really, you know, really a receiver out of the backfield as well as a strong runner inside. But he's one of those guys that you don't hear too much about him, you know, but he's one of those top running backs in the league. You know, he can catch it. He can run in between the tackles. He can cut it back. He has the speed to break a long one. So he's a great running back, and he'll take, you know, gang tackling to get this guy down.
And Jerod, you've got 164 tackles. You're number one in the National Football League, 19 ahead of, I believe, Steven Tulloch of the Tennessee Titans. Talk about the big uglies up in front of you, Wilfork and those guys, and Warren and those guys. How good of a job have they done this year, you know, two gapping and getting guys and blocking up linemen so you can clear the space for you to run around and make tackles.
You know, those guys have been doing an excellent job. You know, like you said, Gerard Warren, he's been an excellent addition to this defense, especially when we're in our base defense, 34. You know, they really helped free me up on the backside. We still have a lot of work to do on the sub, as you saw last week, but hopefully we can continue that progress this week.
Are you concerned about maybe some injuries with the D-linemen? I know, Dederick and a bunch of the guys, Wolfork, everybody's a little beat up. How confident that these guys will be back, Mike Wright and Ron Brace and these other guys will be back to help you guys and get back in the fold?
You know, all year we've been doing a pretty good job. You know, when somebody goes down, the next person steps up and plays well for us. So I don't see any reason, to doubt that this week. And like I said earlier, hopefully we win this game and get that bye and get some guys back healthy.
All right, last one for me, Gerard. It's Buffalo. It's going to be cold. Do you bring an extra layer? Do you get yourself prepared mentally for spending Christmas weekend in the great city of Buffalo?
Great city.
Okay, in some people's mind, it's a great city. It might not be everyone's great city.
I didn't say it wasn't a great city.
Hold on. You laughed enough for me to know and for Larry to know that you don't think it's a great city.
That's all right, Gerard. I said it for you. It's not a great city. I'm saying it for you.
You know, up here in Foxborough, it's pretty cold as well. So, the weather won't be a problem for us. We play pretty well in bad weather games, and hopefully that continues this week.
Gerard, last question. Terrell Pryor and four of the Buckeyes are going to be suspended the first five games last year. I covered the South. You play in the SEC. What is it like, being a college player? These guys, a lot of these guys come from some disadvantaged backgrounds trying to sell their own memorabilia, their own personal stuff. What's it like? And not only that, how hypocritical is it that if this was an SEC school, things would be a little different? Do you agree with that?
It's tough being a college athlete as far as going to study hall, going to practice, the meeting time, and things like that. It's pretty tough. And like you said, a lot of guys, they come into college without the, financial advantages that other people have. And, some guys look at it, hey, any way possible, I'm trying to get a little change in my pocket because I'm not making any money. And then you see the school making all that money, and you're like, well, where's my cut at? But, I don't know if it would be different if it was in the SEC or not, to be honest with you. I just know it's tough to be a student athlete in college.
Well, I know the NCAA, they frown upon the SEC. They get disrespected, I guess, because, I was going to say we because I'm from the South, but you guys, since you actually played in the SEC, I played in the Sun Belt, but it's another Southern Conference. You guys rule the NCAA. That's why they come down so hard. I mean, can you speak on that, the fact that when SEC schools get in trouble, it's always a big deal with the NCAA, and they come down harder, I guess, because the Big Ten and the Pac-10 are their little babies.
Man, I don't know what it is. I do know what you're saying, though, as far as the SEC penalties and, Tennessee, Alabama, all those sanctions that go on there. But, I don't know the reason for it, to be honest with you. Maybe because we win so much.
All right, Gerard.
Well, we certainly appreciate the time today, Gerard. Best of luck against the Buffalo Bills. And to you and your family, have a great Christmas holiday weekend.
Hey, same to you guys. Thanks.
There he is, Patriots middle linebacker Gerard Mayo.